So earlier this year, we spent quite a lot of time looking at the controversies around the electoral bill. It went to Parliament. There were non-governmental organizations as well as political parties who felt that the form the bill would now take really missed some important points that might advance us in a more democratic direction. Now there is the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs busy looking at this again. This has occupied at least some people in Parliament today. And Lindsay Dentling has been watching it closely for us. Lindsay, a very good afternoon to you. Set the scene, if you will, as to what the issues are and what was discussed. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Well, there are several issues we're dealing with, least of all the deadline of the 10th of December when the Constitutional Court has given Parliament to get this job done. That's already a six-month extension that they've had, John. They've had since June 2020, essentially 2 years, to make amendments to the law that will allow independent candidates to stand in provincial and national elections. So this has gone through the process of Parliament over the past year. It was passed by the National Assembly recently, but where we've come unstuck is that the National Council of Provinces has made additional changes, which the National Assembly Committee has agreed to adopt. And they're quite pivotal changes, John. You will recall those NGOs that you speak of. Many of them have been calling for broader electoral reform. And the minister saying, well, this is not really what this bill was about, that we wouldn't have enough time to do that before the next election. But the National Council of Provinces, in conjunction with the minister, trying to make a little bit of a concession there. And one of these amendments that they are proposing is that they will look at electoral reform through an advisory panel after the 2024 elections. But really, this part that they're inserting in the bill is quite crucial, and for that reason, the minister's legal advisors say it has to again be put out for public comment. And all of this really means, John, that we're not going to make next week's deadline to have this bill finalized.
So what does that mean then? I mean, next week is a deadline independent, is it, of Parliament's date for rising, or was this a date set before?
Well, the 10th of December is a court date that was set for, in actual fact, not only for Parliament to finish the job, but actually for the President to sign it into law. And so with the clock ticking over recent weeks, today was actually supposed to be the last day of Parliament's business, but because we have the Palapala report issue still outstanding and that special day set for Tuesday to discuss it, it was agreed that they would also then pass this electoral bill at the same time, still not leaving the President much time to sign it into law. But now it's all become apparent from today's meeting, John, that we're not going to make any of those deadlines, and so it won't be put before the House because the committee has agreed with legal advice that they once again put this out to public comment. But what that will mean is that they also have to go back to the Constitutional Court, really, and beg for another extension.
So we're hearing from the IEC, and we've been down this road before with local government elections, Lindsay, that an extension starts eating into time they need to get ready for the 2024 elections. Is that a light orange flag that he's raising or a dark red one?
Well, the IEC has all along been saying that while they're working through these amendments and the amendments that we saw the National Council of Provinces introduced in the last month or so, that the work is continuing behind the scenes all the time, John, to prepare for this bill to become law, to prepare for these independent candidates to stand in the 2024 elections. But of course, nothing can be set in stone until this bill essentially is signed into law. But we did hear a warning today from the IEC. They have expressed their concern that should Parliament return to court, the advice is that they do so as soon as Monday. And this is really based on the premise that the court's going to just say, yes, go ahead, have another 3 months or however long they're going to request, that it does put a spanner in their works. And they are concerned that it could impact their timetable that they need to work through to make sure that independent candidates can indeed stand in the 2024 election.
Thanks very much. Our parliamentary reporter at EWN covering from the House discussions about that electoral bill. Important stuff being debated there. I know sometimes when a bill is being considered, it can get quite detailed and a little bit dry, but crucial decisions to be made, particularly around independent candidates and some other issues that will certainly affect the 2024 elections. News from NASREC, the ANC's NEC meeting has been adjourned. Apparently the reason being given, and I don't know if that is the sound you hear of a can being kicked down the road, but either way, the decision has been made. The National Working Committee, which is a smaller group, will gather now to go over the report. They've also got that deadline of the 6th of December when it's all going to be discussed in Parliament. So a weekend of work, I would have thought. Busy times for our reporters. We'll clock in with Thabiso Gorba a little bit later just to get his very, very freshest take on this, and Sidi Madia giving us analysis after 5. It's 3:30.